We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in and for helping to share the success of entrepreneurship. My co-host today, Peter Myerson from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Myerson & Plout. Welcome back, Peter.
Jeffrey, great to be here as always.
Thank you very much. You know, pretty excited. For those of you who don't know him, you should know him. Longtime guest from years back. Haven't seen him in a long time. John Steiger from Wealth Planning Resources LLC. And John, we're not only am I glad to have you back, but we're going to be talking about a great topic, 401ks, right?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Near and dear to my heart. Yeah. Thank you.
Before we start, just tell our listeners what Wealth Planning Resources does.
Sure. So we've been in business for maybe 25 years this coming year. We kind of have three parts of our business that are kind of all intertwined. We do traditional fee-based financial planning for families and individuals. We do wealth management for them and help them kind of put their financial house in order. We do a lot of work with business owners, helping them with transition strategies, how to exit their plan, how to bring in new shareholders, doing estate planning for them. And then a big part of a business is 401k advisory work for those business owners and those small companies. Most of our companies are on the smaller end and they need a lot of handholding, especially around the new regulation.
Absolutely.
So we found a really nice niche for closely held businesses on the smaller end that really need a professional firm that can assist them in dealing with all these new rules and help their employees, more importantly, how to make the most out of that benefit. So,
what are the new rules?
So it's all around kind of the Department of Labor rules that's affecting the financial advisory business. And not to go too deep down the rabbit hole, but essentially the Department of Labor wants advisors to be what they consider a fiduciary, which means, believe it or not, you got to look out for the best interest for your client. And really it's holding advisors to a higher level of standards.
I always like that.
Yeah, and you know, the rules make a lot of sense, and from the sense of the spirit of it. What's happened, though, is it's put more on the business owner notices to get to employees, inform employees, which is all really important, but it's a bit cumbersome. And they need help to try to figure that out. But they also need assistance in tracking how they're doing, how the investment's doing, how are the fees compared to others. And so there's putting more and more burden on the owner, which is an opportunity for firms like ours to really assist them. So the Department of Labor rules aren't totally set yet, but the spirit's there. They just have a lot to work out as far as giving owners and giving individuals as many choices as possible when it comes to how they have their money invested, but also what type of advice they get.
So you kind of have to guess at what advice to give based on what you think the rules will be?
A little bit. I mean, essentially...
unless you already have a high standard.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, we've operated as what they call a functional fiduciary for
we'll hit
a
Peter
long,
afterward.
Long time, right. But my partner firm is Commonwealth Financial Network in Waltham, and they have always taken this approach that you as an advisor are really considered a fiduciary in the eyes of the Department of Labor and the spirit of it. So you need to provide high levels of services when it comes to documentation for your clients, benchmarking, the type of advice that you give directly to participants. So, it's a welcome change. It's just, I think it's hard for a business owner to figure out where all this is going to fall for them. But, we see it as a big
What does this mean to the average person on the street who's an employee or an executive who's been banking on their 401k?
I think what the good part about it is that there's a lot more transparency in fees. There's a lot more pressure in fees when it comes to investment management and also advisory firms like ours, making sure that their costs are in check. So the good news is for the business owner and the participant is that they're instead of them always carrying the burden of the cost of a 401k plan, now it's really being spread out among the employee, the advisor, the
standardization.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's going to be easier for owners and participants to understand like what am I really paying for? Am I getting a fair deal? So especially on the small plan level, right? So when we look at plans, you know, sometimes they're overpaying. So all these new rules are really kind of giving some real nice benefits to participants and business owners. So that's the positive. I always look at the positive side anyway. But
well, you got to.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, but it's, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's been hard for firms to figure out how do we put a standard of care in and how do advisors kind of, you know, move within the new regulations. I mean, for us, it's been, you know, pretty easy, but.
But because you've already been there.
Yeah, we've already been there. We've already had
the setup. But the rules are going to continue to change. This is a playground that's going to, the rules are going to be changing and people have to be watching year to year, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so it was supposed to be in effect this year and now it's being pushed out because they need, you know, more opinions on how they're going to deal with it. So, I mean, again, I feel very fortunate to be in a place where I have a great broker-dealer that's all prepared for it. They know exactly how they want to handle it. We know how we exactly handle it. You know, we do fee-only work, no commissions, any retirement accounts fee-based, which is the way it should be. So people know what they're paying, and it's easy to understand, and I think it's more fair. So, but I think what the industry says, well, a client should have a choice whether they pay commission or fees, right? So I don't disagree with that.
So you're an entrepreneur. How is it? Change the way you manage your business?
So, good question. So my firm is pretty small. It's myself. There's another advisor in our firm. I have another advisor out in Western Mass that helps us with larger 401k work. And I have a staff of three. Matt Repley's been with me for, I don't know, 18 years. And I'm bringing in a new person next week. And then Christine O'Reilly's been doing our marketing for a long time. And so what we always have to think about as a business owner is how do we continue to provide our clients really good information? How do we, you know, manage our business with the change so that we're profitable and we're also delivering, the high level of service that our clients expect of us? So I'm always have to step back and look at our firm and are we, you know, having really good processes to stay in touch with people, really good process to get them information quickly. So
technology's changed a lot in terms of managing the business.
Yeah, and we take advantage of that. I mean, again, we have great systems for reporting. We have a very high touch database
system. I've seen reports out of small financial service firms that I hadn't seen 3-4 years ago.
It's amazing.
Out of the large firms.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah.
Unbelievable tracking tools and a macro and a micro ability to look at financials.
All right. And our clients can get on a site. Everything we manage for them is there, up to date. They can look at the returns ongoing. They see all their holdings. They see all the transactions. All their information is in a vault protected. So if they want to see their estate plan, it's there. It integrates with their financial plan. Press a button. We have the same thing on a 401k side. It's a electronic vault where a plan sponsor can go in and get all their documents and reports and notes. It's amazing. So we're paperless in our office.
So you're just like Fidelity. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean in that reporting.
Yeah, the same technology now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Or I mean, there is some issues.
Because it costs Fidelity a lot more money to change over a few thousand workers than it does John Steiger.
Yeah.
So sometimes now the small firms can switch to a higher end technology than a big firm faster.
Right. And the reality is you're able to do so much more work with so many more clients, do so much better, better work with technology. Right. I've been a staff of two for a long, long time. We're finally growing. Like, I really should have another staff member. We hired one, but.
Do you still use paper at all?
I do.
I still take the files. You know what? For each individual client file, I print out everything.
Yeah, we're doing less and less of it.
You know, I like to go to the client with a file. Right. I think the client likes to see
a file.
Yeah,
we bring something, but. Yeah.
I always bring a file with me. Peter sees me at one client. You always see me show up. I have a whole history of every communication.
Yeah. I mean,
I like it.
Probably not worth interfering with this interview, but yeah, I think having a file physically, you know, gives it some substance.
Well, it shows that you're thinking about them.
Yeah. Well, I would tell you,
more than just showing up.
I would say this. So we try to provide timely information to our clients, and we do it electronically, but we also mail it. And people don't get mail anymore.
You also have a great newsletter.
Thank you.
Tell us about the newsletter, because which everyone in the world of dying newsletters,
which
John
one are you
Steiger,
talking about, though? The online newsletter email?
Yeah, I get the email one all the time.
Yeah, so we have a few of them. We have one specifically for business owners that's right. All about exit planning, bringing value to your business, how to think about your business differently, how to deal with key management issues. And one thing I found is that in the world of we're all now programmed to take little bits of information at a time. We try to send one idea, give some valuable information. It's generally around planning, not so much the market side of it. So we've got a lot of benefit out of that, and I think our clients have as well. So
John, if somebody wants to interact with you, find out more about 401ks, any of these things, the newsletter, how would they find you?
So our website's www.financialconnector.com.
Wow.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Well, he is the financial connector.
Financial connector.
He's the man.
Exactly.
And if we're talking about the man, it's John Steiger. And thanks, John, for coming on. And we hope you come back again. You've been a stranger for too many years.
I know.
Yeah, we go way back. And for those who know, the Family Business Association, John Steiger was one of the original group who helped create the Family Business Association.
Yep, long time ago.
Long time ago. You're not even on the records. It's so long ago.
I know, it's scary.
You've been wiped off of history.
It's okay.
That's like wiping George Washington off of American history. You've been put in your place.
I know why I know my place in history.
And speaking of people who are put in their place, Peter Meyer and could never be put in his place. Thank you for being my co-host.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.